The big thing that the zone really brings to bear on stuff is accuracy and precision. And the reason why that might matter, say like somebody walks through the door of your gym and they're like, hey, I want to start getting in shape. Okay, or say I want to get ready for the CrossFit meeting. Cool. What are you eating? Like, well, I eat well. What does that tell you? Nothing. What if they say, well, I eat a gluten-free paleo diet? Okay, that's cool. What if they tell you, I eat a 16-block, about 50% of the carbs deleted, all of those, you know, bulk, 5 blocks of carbs post-workout, 5x fat, paleo zone diet, gluten-free. What does that tell you? And some of y'all may be like, I don't exactly know what that means. But it tells you a lot. It tells you a lot without, you know, needing to look at a food log or anything like that. And it, when we start talking, really bringing stuff into an optimization, anybody ever hear coaches' analogy of the pull-up too? Somebody will say, how do I get more pull-ups? And his question is, how many pull-ups do you have? And the person's like, between 12 and 15 or whatever. And it's like, if you're between 12 and 15 on your pull-ups, you don't give a fuck about your pull-ups. If you care about your pull-ups, your number of pull-ups is, I've got 12 and my eyebrow comes over and then if I fart, I pop over the top. It's like, you know exactly what is going on. And if you have that level of care about anything, then you can do something with that. But if otherwise, it's whatever, I just eat whatever, you know, hopefully it sold you on the power of the whatever. You know, it's like, just get some quality, hunger proteins and vegetable matter, some fat, and you're good to go. But there's a reality that if you pay attention to what you're eating and you follow the proportionality of it, it can be stunning what it can do. Imagine shooting basketballs, and every time you shoot a basket, as soon as that ball leaves your hand, it just goes a little bit, and then this blind, boom, pops up between you and the basket. And you have no idea whether it went in, no idea whether it went out. You don't know what happened. And that's largely in that, you know, how could you improve your performance on that if you have no idea what the outcomes are? You had one input, you don't know what the outcomes are. And if you're not weighing and measuring your food, you don't really know what your inputs are. You kind of see the outputs, but you need both ends of that. You need the input, you need the output to be able to make some sort of a reasonable decision about where you're going. And that's really where the zone comes. It is just really powerful. Really, really powerful. Very, very beneficial. Everybody familiar with blocks? How many people are familiar with blocks? Yeah? We'll see. We will see if you are familiar with blocks. So this is something that's really important to get straight to. We've had some clients really botch this thing. We'll tell you how they did it, and then we figured out some ways to help them avoid all this stuff. In zone land, we have this thing called a block. And it is actually made of many blocks of protein, carb, and fat. Just like when we talk about paleo nutrition, we're talking food, we're talking protein, carbs, and fat at the end of the day. So, how many grams of protein make one block?
Seven.
How many grams of carbs?
Nine.
How many grams of fat? 1.5 for our bookkeeping. So here's the drill. There's assumed to be a hidden block of fat in every protein source, unless it's like a fat-free protein source. Y'all shouldn't be eating fat-free protein sources. Y'all shouldn't be eating egg beaters. So it doesn't matter, because you shouldn't really be eating whey protein isolate all that much, or egg beaters, or anything like that. You should be eating real protein sources. So it really doesn't matter all that much. And also, as we see where this thing plays out with the athlete zone, when we add some fat blocks, you need to do the multiple by 1.5. If you multiply it by 3, you're going to be eating like 80x fat instead of 5x fat. And you're like, why am I getting fat on this thing? I don't get it. It's like, well, you fucked it up. That's why. So, does that make sense, though? It's just assumed to be a hidden block of fat within protein sources. For our accounting, just run with the 1.5 grams of fat, and then we're good to go. Another thing, when you're looking at block charts, and I don't get this so much anymore because I've had some zinger responses, so people don't send it to me too much anymore. They're like, this block chart says this about broccoli, and this block chart says that about broccoli. Which one's right? What do you do with that? What do you do? Pick one and stick with it. Somebody said take the statistical average, divide by 2, you know. Just pick one and run with it. Just find a block chart you like and run with it. It is so much more accuracy and precision than what you're normally doing. It just will come out in the wash. It'll be good enough. It won't be that big a deal. So let's see here. How much turkey breast?
1 ounce.
How much apple? Half an apple. Higher math. There we go. You guys are way sharper than Californians. How much almond?
Three.
Measly freaking almonds. Life is still miserable at this point.